Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back Country Christmas, second edition of our Way Back Country Christmas broadcast. With that, we would like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this is recorded weekly. Yes, we can also be heard over your local radio dial throughout the Frontenac County at CFRC 119 FM, as well as through TuneIn and all points in between, including Alexa. We can also be heard via our home in the Greater Toronto Area and the Durham Counties through www.oshawarocks.com, where our show is uploaded weekly. With that all mentioned, we can also be found another way, and that is YouTube at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. As I welcome y'all to this, the second hour of today's program, I'd like to remind y'all that at CFRC 119 FM, they're in the middle of their yearly funding drive for 2025. With that shared, this station needs your generous support in keeping it going for another 100 years. Right now, we're sitting at 103 years, but at a time when so many broadcasting companies are going under and the future of broadcast is so underappreciated, the future of our old Limestone City CFRC 1019 FM really needs your support in keeping this station going into the future. So with that, you can find out more at CFRC.ca. Now, I'd like to open the second hour here this morning with a double feature of a dear friend of mine, actually two dear friends of mine, who are brother and sister. One is, of course, when you think of Ireland and Irish music, you of course think of Daniel O'Donnell. So it'll be his all-time classic called Christmas Long Ago. Then we'll follow with his sister, Margot, and her recently recorded Christmas in Ireland. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all to this, the second hour of this weekend's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
That's the way used to be Christmas long ago.
There used to be a Christmas tree in the center of the square, and it was strung with Christmas lights and laced with angel hair. All the windows of the shops were decorated bright, shoppers rushing everywhere for a gift so right. Little kids are making snowmen in their neighbor's yard, Christmas carolers singing in a manger he was born, lovers strolling hand in hand on streets of winter snow. That's the way it used to be Christmas long ago. I still love Christmas, I love it so, the way it used to be so long ago. With Christmas plays and mistletoe, caroling and big red bows, it's Christmas long ago. It used to be on Christmas Eve I'd listen from my bed for the sound of sleigh bells and reindeer overhead. I always seem to fall asleep no matter how I tried, but in my dreams old Santa came and took me for a ride. The next thing that I knew, my mom and dad were at my door saying, Merry Christmas, it's the day you've waited for. A single star above our tree, I still can see its glow. That's the way it used to be Christmas long ago. I still love Christmas, I love it so. The way it used to be so long ago. With Christmas plays and mistletoe, caroling and big red bows, it's Christmas long ago. Yes, that's the way it used to be, Christmas long ago.
A snow-covered blanket creeps over the hill. A little bird singing on my windowsill. The folk in the village look happy and grand. It's Christmas in Ireland, there's peace in our land. The flame from the candle is glowing so bright. We'll pray for our loved ones not with us tonight. Foe becomes friend with one shake of your hand. It's Christmas in Ireland, there's peace in our land. The angels are singing from heaven above, a song for the world filled with peace, hope and love. The smiles from the children, their hearts full of fun, patiently waiting for Santa to come. The world keeps on changing, so let's understand. It's Christmas in Ireland, there's peace in our land. The angels are singing from heaven above, a song for the world filled with peace, hope and love. The smiles from the children, their hearts full of fun, patiently waiting for Santa to come. The world keeps on changing, so let's understand. It's Christmas in Ireland, there's peace in our land. Christmas in Ireland, peace in our land.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our program this morning. That, of course, is our beloved companion and furry mascot, Simbush the Wonder Husky. As we welcome Simbush to our program this morning with her top favorites of the 1982 first Christmas album of the Irish Rovers, we would like to salute this first album, which was called A Night Like This. And first of all, we'll hear an all-time classic called Merry Bloody Xmas. We'll then follow with Rock Along Christmas and wrap up with another early classic of the Christmas songs by the Irish Rovers and a song called Honky Tonk Christmas. With that, I would like to say thank you to our beloved Simbush the Wonder Husky for her contribution to today's program and also
night last night, drinking more snacks. And on the way home, I had three wrecks. I woke up this morning, took two Salmonex. And that wife of mine, she's now my ex. Well, I got myself evicted from my duplex. Moved into a half-ton van with an annex. Fridge full of beer, my old dog Rex. But at least I'm done with a wife. She's now my ex. Merry Xmas to me. My dog threw up all over the Xmas tree. They repossessed my color TV. Merry bloody Xmas to me. My car's off the road for having defects. And I said to myself, jeez, what next? My wife dropped in for her alimony checks. So I threw her in the lake. Now she's my wet ex. Merry Xmas to me. The dog threw up all over the Xmas tree. They repossessed the color TV. Oh, merry bloody Xmas. The empties, my old dog Rex. Stupid bloody mutt stuck his head in the Molinex. You guessed it, he's now my ex Rex. Merry Xmas to me. The dog threw up all over the Xmas tree. They repossessed my color TV. Merry bloody Xmas.
Coleman, grandson of Floyd Kramer, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodluck on the Way Back with Johnny Show. Merry Christmas from the Coleman and Kramer family.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the great Canadian Northern gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that shared, let's begin with the legendary Hal Willis, who will forever be remembered for his classic, The Lumberjack, back in the 60s, which gained him the fame of the Lumberjack of country music. It'll be an all-time classic called Santa and the Lumberjack. We'll follow with the Manitoba legend, Stu Clayton, often referred to as the yodeling farmer of Canadian country music. From Stu will be the Christmas Yodel, and then we'll wrap up this set with another all-time Canadian icon, and that, of course, is none other than Miss Carol Baker, our first lady of country music in Canada, and also our queen of Canadian country music. And from her, it'll be an all-time favorite called Rudolph. With that, I hope y'all enjoy these truly Canadian iconic Christmas favorites, and welcome in, friends. Happy listening.
Once again, old Christmas time is round the corner, and everybody's out there shopping for a tree. A tree so full and tall to be the envy of them all, with Christmas decorations for all the world to see. But this year it's been a real hard proposition, for Santa's been hurting in his knees. So he's hired himself a man, the best in all the land, and now he's out there cutting Santa's Christmas trees. Santa's hired the lumberjack to cut his Christmas trees. With a ho-ho here and a chippy's out there, there's wood chips in the breeze. Santa's hired the lumberjack, and they sure make quite a pair, sitting atop a loaded sleigh, flying through the air. When you hear those famous jingling bells a-ringing, you'll know that Santa's been as busy as a bee. When you wake up in the morn, get started popping corn to hang below the angel on your Christmas tree. No need to worry about a Christmas tree this season, for the lumberjack's been on a cutting spree. He's been seen everywhere, he's the answer to our prayer, and now old Santa and his elves are singing merrily. Santa's hired the lumberjack to cut his Christmas trees. With a ho-ho here and a chippy-chop there, there's wood chips in the breeze. Santa and the lumberjack, they sure make quite a pair, sitting atop a loaded sleigh, flying through the air.
Gather round the Christmas tree and sing this little song with me. Take a deep breath, one, two, three, and sing the Christmas yodel. Lots of Christmas cheer. It's the best time of the year, so sing the Christmas yodel. Christmas Day, so sing the Christmas yodel. Yes, gather around the Christmas tree and sing this little song with me. Take a deep breath, one, two, three, and sing the Christmas yodel. Thank you.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus.
Hey Johnny, Santa Claus here wishes your many listeners at the Way Back with Johnny a very Merry Christmas. Keep playing that great country music and I'll be seeing you very soon.
Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well yes friends, once again it's that time in the program to welcome our very special member of our morning team, none other than Gunny our Dachshund, to our program. However small she may be, she sure makes it up with a giant personality. So let's pay tribute to Gunny's top favorites of the Irish Rovers later recordings of Christmas music. First, we're going to hear an all-time classic called Good King Wenceslas. We'll then follow with Bells Over Belfast and wrap up with Three Jolly Rogues. With that mentioned, I do hope y'all enjoyed Gunny's top favorites here this morning. And yes, these are from the Irish Rovers Christmas collection. Welcome in, friends, and Merry Christmas, little girl.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon at night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou know'st it's telling. Yonder peasant, who is he, where and what his dwelling?
Sire, he lives a good league hence, underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain.
Bring me mead and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we bear him thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together, through the rude winds, wild lament, and the bitter weather.
Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Feels my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer.
Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage, freeze thy blood less coldly.
In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod, which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing.
Tumbling down. This Christmas time there's hope again for all in Belfast town. With love and understanding we'll find a better way. The gift of peace is ours now upon this Christmas day.
Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day.
A star of light it filled the night many years ago, when the Magi found the blessed child who set our hearts aglow. And since that day of wonder we'll live forevermore. We hail the newborn King of Kings who opened heaven's door.
Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day.
We'll dance and sing the new year in and share a cup of cheer. and drink to health and happiness throughout the coming year. We'll put our differences aside, our troubles all behind, and drink a cup of kindness yet for days of auld lang syne.
Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day. Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day.
You talked of rum, a dram, a scotch, a mug of ale, a half an hour whiskey, a glass of wine, and a pint of Guinness before we take our leave.
Merry Christmas! Sentimental hogwash. I want to listen to Johnny Woodlock. Well, you're in luck, Mr. Potter, because Johnny Woodlock is presenting his Way Back Country Christmas show every Sunday. It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the second half of this great interview with our good friend George Miller, original member of the Irish Rovers, who first formed the Irish Rovers with Jimmy Ferguson back in 1963. With that mentioned, this next interview, we talk about a classic called Miss Fogarty's Christmas Cake and some of George's Christmas memories from growing up in Ireland. With that, I would like to invite my good friend George Miller once again to our program in this, our second half of this great interview. Welcome in, friends. Now here's George. So let's go back to Christmas for a few minutes. What was it like growing up in Ireland at Christmas time for you?
Well, Christmas time in Ireland was always lovely, and if we were lucky, we might get some snow. It was a bit like, it's almost on the same line of weather-wise as Belfast and Vancouver are similar.
Okay.
So we'd maybe get like a week or 10 days of snow, and then it would be gone, and then the rain would come back. So that's why I live here in Victoria, so I'm used to the weather. It's very much like Ireland.
Nice.
So Christmas for us was, there wasn't much money, of course, in those days. None of us had money. We thought we were okay, but we were actually very poor. We didn't know it. Our parents were great to us, and Christmas morning, there was always some sort of a little toy for us. My father would make little wooden toys, and we always got, fruit was hard to get. This was early 1950.
Yes.
So for instance, we would all hang our stockings, and under our stockings we'd get all sorts of sweeties, little candies, but there would always be an orange, and it was amazing to get oranges in those days. Like, you just couldn't buy them. So once in a while they would come in, and of course my mother would rush off to the market and get these for Christmas. So we'd all have an orange, and we were just delighted. And there would be an apple in there, and some little toys, some little trinkets, and
yes,
then lots of sweeties.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our main thing, was opening up our stockings. There would be a gift or two, and we had the Christmas tree, so it was very similar that way. But the day itself was, my mother would be doing the cooking, and there would be some sort of a, not necessarily a turkey, but there might be a duck, or there might be a ham. Say money was not ready available. Parents worked all their lives, and there would be something special that day for dinner, and it was always great to have it. And the whole day would be filled with music, because we were a musical family, and not having a TV, and I don't even think we had a radio for the first few years of my life anyway. I can't even remember that. So you made your own music. So my father played the accordion. My two uncles, his brothers, would come in the afternoon with, one had a fiddle, one had a banjo, and the whole house would be just rocking all day long with music, and other people would drop in. And of course, in those days, when people dropped in, well, you always have to make them tea and maybe offer them sandwiches or something. So it was a house full of music and love. That's the main thing that I remember. And it wasn't so much about presents, because like I say, our big treat was getting an orange.
Exactly. And I remember when I was a kid, the orange was always in the toe of the stocking myself. Yes.
Absolutely. That was always on the bottom. And
same
you
idea.
Feel it. Yes. And you always got excited because you could feel it in the morning, said, oh, I think I've got an orange.
Or exactly.
An apple. But an apple would be okay. But an orange was extremely top of the line gift for us. And
that's
then, like
right.
I say, a wee toy. My father would make wee toys, like little wooden toys. I have one of them still after all these years.
Oh, nice.
I do have one. I wish I'd have kept more of them, because they were, you know, when somebody makes something for you, it doesn't matter what it is, some simple little thing, it's so much more special than going to a shop and buying a toy that comes from China or something. It really is, to me anyway. So that's what we do, and that's what we did for all of those Irish Christmases. And of course, you always went out for a spell. You'd go out and take a nice walk. If it was snowing, of course, we'd be out and trying to find a hill, and you take a piece of cardboard and you slide down that hill. If you were really lucky and doing well, then one of the kids might have a sled. So you'd all take turns on the sled and going down little hills. And so probably very much like, the only thing different than Canadian Christmases is that we didn't have ice skating.
Yeah.
We didn't have ice and we didn't have skate. So that was probably the only difference. Other than that, I think it was pretty the same all over the world. Just a family day, and you usually had an early dinner. Usually the dinner would be anywhere between 2 and 4.
Okay.
And so you had that big meal was going to be earlier. It didn't come late at night. And then if you got hungry, you know, later on, you might just have a piece of chicken and a sandwich or something.
For sure.
But a day of love and a day of lots of music in our case. And that was our Christmas. And It was great. We loved it.
Now, tell us about a song of Miss Fogarty's Christmas Cake. Now, that's one of my all-time favorites of yours.
Yeah, it is a little, it's a funny little song. And
yes,
it's,
it is.
You know, Christmas is a very serious time for many people, mm-hmm. and that's fine too. But it's also a humorous time for lots of us. And we look at the humor. I've always looked at the humor in everything. And this is a funny little song about this. This woman makes this cake, and of course, it's not literally killing people, but it's making them very ill because it's like it's as hard as cardboard and they have to chisel a piece of it off.
Exactly.
She keeps offering it and the people keep saying, oh no, thank you, I've had enough, Mrs. Fogarty. She's saying, ah, go on, you must have another piece. Of course, to be polite in Ireland, no matter how bad things were, you would eat it. If somebody offered you something and you went to somebody's house,
yes.
I remember going somewhere with my mother and father and they had offered us something and I took a bite and I said to my mother under my breath, I hate this. And she says, eat it.
I said, yes.
Otherwise, it would be very impolite if you were offered something and you didn't eat it. So I used to have to just try and get some of it down.
And gag it down, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then when somebody wasn't looking, you take a chunk of it and put it in the Kleenex and put it in your pocket.
Exactly.
Oh, there, I'm all finished. I'm done. Okay, can I go out and play now? Yes, go on out and play and leave us alone.
So where did that song originate from?
It's actually in New York. It was written in Tin Pan Alley, New York,
back
in the 20s.
Okay.
So it was written by an Irish fella in New York, but yeah. It was not actually written in Ireland. And what happened with a lot of these songs, like, well, Danny Boy, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, mm-hmm. all of those old Irish standards, most of them were written in New York.
Oh, I never knew that.
As they used to say, jokingly, by Italians for their German wives. But that's not true. They were, like, for instance, one of the songs we do on the Christmas CD is Christmas in Killarney. That's right. Mm-hmm. It's written by three Irish fellas from New, but they had immigrated to New York.
Oh.
So a lot of those type of songs were written in New York, but by Irish people, because they were immigrants and they were missing their hometown or homeland, and so they would write Irish songs, and that's where a lot of those songs came from.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So Mrs. Fogarty is a New York Irish song, if you like.
Well, it's a classic nonetheless, for sure, George.
It is, and it's a pretty tricky chorus too. There were seeds and caraway seeds and cinnamon and everything else, and it's hard to remember all the words.
Exactly, yeah, I'd imagine. Yes, for sure.
It's a sobering song.
Yes.
Sing it sober.
As I sat in my window last evening, a letter was brought round to me, a little gilt-edged invitation saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Each Christmas the Fogartys sent it, so I went just for elfinship's sake, and the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour, but a piece of it wouldn't come loose. Till Kelly came in with the hatchet, and Murphy came in with the saw, but Miss Fogarty's cake had the power for to paralyze any man's jaw.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and talking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and spilt the potsheen in her tay. Gilhooly, she says, you're not in, try a little bit more to make cake. Oh no, Mrs. Fogarty, said I, any more and my stomach would break.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Maloney was hit with a colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head, McNulty lay down on the sofa and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake,
and all of us swore we were poisoned from eating Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Yes, it would
kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Howdy friends, listeners, this here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all, my listeners, to write yours truly, Johnny Woodlock, as well as Simbush and also Little Gunny. Here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Have you ever had a thought or a message for us about this program you hear weekly? If so, we would love to hear from you. So write to us at our email address at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to write you back. In the meantime, back to the show, friends, and happy listening.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Well, yes, friends, following that interview with our good friend George Miller of the Irish Rovers, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show and Christmas Jamboree. With that mentioned, I would like to play a song before we send us into the third and final hour here this morning. That is by our good friend Wayne Rostad, who is on the road again with his Christmas in the Valley series of shows happening again this Christmas season. This coming Saturday, the 13th of December, beginning at 2 p.m., Wayne and his friends will do their Christmas in the Valley concert at our local theater here in Cornwall, Ontario, at the Altsville Theater. I hope to see a lot of y'all out there enjoying the Christmas season with Wayne and his friends. And in the meantime, let's pay tribute to that all-time classic from 1982 and an all-time favorite called Christmas in the Valley. We'll be back following this to send us into the third and final hour.
Sleigh bells ringing in the snow, kissing neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. And soon beneath the Christmas tree, we'll gather with our families, love in perfect harmony. It's Christmas in the valley. Oh, the valley lights will shine so bright, all the world will be so right, when Santa on his magic night comes to his children. There'll be sleigh bells ringing in the snow, and kissing neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. Candlelight and hearts aglow, the silent dance of falling snow, familiar songs on the radio. That's Christmas in the valley. In every town the church bells ring, in every home a young child dreams, in every heart the spirit sings. It's Christmas in the valley. Oh, the valley lights will shine so bright, all the world will be so right, when Santa on that magic night kissing 'neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley.
And yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the end of the second hour, the Way Back with Johnny Show and the Way Back Country Christmas for our second edition of our program. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to two gospel-inspired Christmas songs. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic by the Crooner Bing Crosby and Do You Hear What I Hear? And then following that, we will hear an all-time classic again, this time by another crooner, but a country crooner at that, and that is, of course, Eddie Arnold and One Christmas Eve Long Ago. With that, we'll be back following this on the other side of the hour. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.
Do you hear what I hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and
could see. There were no presents, there was no tree. From the sky there came a glow, one Christmas Eve long ago. No shopping mall, no flashing lights, just one big star to fill the night. The light of love began to grow, one Christmas Eve long ago. That's how I feel it down in my soul. Much more than silver and more than gold. So far beyond mere words to say, the gift of love was ours on that first Christmas day. No decorations, no fancy lights. He came in silence on that holy night. That's how it was. Somehow I know. One Christmas Eve long ago, no decorations that I could see. There were no presents, there was no tree. That's how it was. Somehow I know. One Christmas Eve long ago. One Christmas Eve so long ago. One Christmas Eve.
Who, me? I'm Johnny Woodlock.
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys. My name is Charlie. Who, may I ask, are you?
Well, I'm your old host with the most country rush music, and this time of year, Christmas music. Right here on the Way Back Country Christmas, airing every Sunday morning from 8 to 11, over historic CFRC 119 FM. Stay tuned here, friends, for the best in country Christmas music.
That's okay.